842 at WEOL. Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show at AM 930, 100.3 FM. Also on the free WEOL mobile app and at WEOL.com, where you can find all the interviews that we conduct here. Right? All of them? We edit sometimes to make them sound better than...
well,
occasionally.
Sure, we take out the bad parts.
Well, that's right. Well, this is an interview that we're having now. There's nothing we can do about it. But, I mean...
We can edit that out.
Well, yeah, we will.
Okay.
Been running around here getting everything set for our next interview, and happy to have in studio with us Lauren Koshazik. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
And Lauren is the executive director of the Lorain County Office on Aging. How long have you been doing that now for them?
I've been the director for about 5.5 years.
Okay.
I started at the organization as a first-year grad student in 2010 as an intern. So I tell my interns now, be very careful what you wish for.
You could someday be an executive director of an organization that
you
does
sure
good work for seniors. Just a brief overview of what your responsibilities or the organization does for the seniors in the community.
Sure, sure. So our mission is that we provide services, supports, advocacy, and resources so that older adults in Lorain County can age successfully wherever they choose to, right? And we do that through nutrition services. We have a food bank. We do home delivered meals in the southern part of the county. We have social work support services, where we have a social work department that works with clients, you know, if they need help with their rent, they need help with their utilities, they need help making a plan to age in their home. We do those types of things. We have medical transportation within Lorain County to doctor's offices. And we also have in-home services like homemaker services as well. So we do a lot for the older adults. And then we also have a kinship program. Mm-hmm. So for those grandparents and other relatives raising kids, raising minor children in their home, give us a call. We can help.
At what age is an older adult or a senior who you serve?
That's an excellent question. It's a question I get all the time. So for our purposes, the Older Americans Act defines older adults as 60 and older. And the vast majority of our funds are Older American Act dollars. So that's what we go with.
Sometimes people don't want to recognize themselves as an older adult or whatever. But
yes.
Obviously, when they need certain services, that's the time where they can get a hold of you guys and you can provide some of that. And, of course, a lot of times that requires a lot of funds. And you've got a fundraiser coming up in August, on August 18th, at the Spitzer Conference Center. Tell us about this and the importance of something like it.
So this is our third annual fundraiser. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. I know that is a little bit of a common misconception in the community, but we are a nonprofit. And this is our third fundraiser. You know, we did our first one in 2018 or 2019. Pandemic put us on hiatus. This will be our third one. We have had such a wonderful turnout our first 2 years that we had to go to a larger venue. We used the Amherst Eagles the first 2 years, and they were wonderful. I want to make that very clear. They were wonderful. It was just a space issue. So we partnered up with Lorain County Community College. They attended our fundraiser last year, and were really impressed, and they said, we have a larger venue. Let's make this work. We're hoping to bring in $15,000 to $20,000, and all of the funds that come from our fundraisers, that goes right back into services. I mean, it's basically sustaining our current level of services is what we are looking to do.
What takes place at the fundraiser? I see food is a lot of things that are here, but what else is going on for that too?
So, of course, we will have a meal. It's going to run from 5 to 9. We will have a short program, and I mean very short. I understand I can be very long-winded, and folks don't want to hear from me. But we will have a short program where I can talk a little bit about the great things that we've done in the community. But the bigger part is the fun, is the laughter and the fun, enjoying each other's company. We're going to have raffle baskets. We have silent auction items. 50-50, we're looking at maybe doing pull tabs, all sorts of different cool and neat things. We're going to have a wine pool, you know, an alcohol pool. So we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of cool and unique raffle baskets, and just a good night to celebrate older adults in our community and support their desire to age in place.
And if people want to support, talk about the need for sponsors or people can help out. That's always the people that maybe can help in different ways.
Yes, absolutely. So we're always looking for raffle baskets. I have to tell you, the raffle baskets absolutely kill at our fundraisers every year. People just love the raffle baskets. And I'm going to tell you, most of our attendees are our older adults. They're our clients. They are our population, which is actually super cool. And I love that. So if you're thinking of doing a raffle basket, keep that in mind. These are the individuals that will be likely bidding on it.
Okay, so that gives a chance for people to, and how do they get a hold of you to be able to put that in there? Thanks.
So we're looking for sponsors. And they can give me a call at the office, my direct dial. So I am the one that you would contact if you wanted to sponsor or buy tickets or be, you know, do anything else with our fundraiser. You can reach me directly at 440-326-4822. We have all sorts of different sponsorship levels. We obviously have our big high sponsorships, but we also have something where we're introducing this year where we're doing vendor tables. So because a lot of our attendees are older adults themselves, and we realize that not all of our partners in the community can afford, you know, $500, $1,000, $1,500 for a sponsorship, but we still want to make this fundraiser something very valuable for our attendees as well as our organization, of course. So we are this year inviting vendors to our fundraiser. We're charging $125 for a table, and then they will be there the whole night, and they will have a table, and they can, you know, the attendees can come check out what they offer. It's a great marketing tool. It also supports us, and it gets their word out. So it's a win-win for everybody.
They've got a built-in demographic that's right there that they can kind of appeal to.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a number of people you currently serve, or those who tap into your services?
Absolutely. So in 2022, we served approximately 13,000 individuals. So for a small team of approximately 28, we served 13,000 people. I mean, my team, they're incredible. They're incredible.
That is a lot, but it shows that your organization is needed, well needed in the services that they have.
Yes.
And you mentioned about the kinship caregivers or whatever partnership that happens as well. It's interesting, too. I think in an event like this, it allows different seniors to come together. There's sort of a social part of it that maybe many times seniors become isolated for different reasons, and this is a way to bring them together, too.
Absolutely. I mean, social isolation, and just think, we just came out of this pandemic where older adults, they were afraid, and they were in their homes a lot. So, yes, the feeling when you are at our fundraiser, the feeling that you get is it's warm, it's comfortable. We're not super formal. It's just a good time, people smiling, laughing, and celebrating what we do every day.
And they get a good meal, too, right?
Yeah.
They get a good meal from the
Yes,
folks.
Yes. So our caterer for the last 2 years, so the first year was last year, you know, by right out there on Lake Road, that's actually Volix. That's the family that owns it, and they have fantastic food. And they are kind of a diamond in the rough in our community. And they absolutely raved about our food last year, so we're very happy to bring them back this year.
That sounds good. Again, we're talking this morning with Lauren Kashazik. She is the executive director of the Lorain County Office on Aging. I didn't know RSVP, the Retired Senior and Volunteer Program, is kind of under your umbrella, too.
Yes, yes, that's correct. So it's AmeriCorps Seniors, but it was RSVP. Yeah. I know it as RSVP.
I do, too. That's why
Retired Senior Volunteer Program. We are the sponsor. So that is actually a direct federal contract. And we went out to bid for the Lorain County, and we've been the sponsor for now 40 plus years. And yes, we have about 230 volunteers. We place them in volunteer opportunities throughout the community, faith-based organization, other nonprofits, those types of things, to really take their skills and put them back into the community to give back.
Right. Not only you serve people with the meals and the things of that nature and sort of the social aspect, but sometimes when people are, especially older, they're retired or maybe their skills, they have this chance to share some of that. And that sort of just gives them more positive things that are taking place in later in life, too.
It's their generativity. Yeah. You know, you want to be, it's generativity versus stagnation. You want to have that generativity. You want to give back. You want to make the world a better place. So
you find that with a lot of seniors, I would think. That's
yes.
sort of their attitude. Sometimes we get the old grumpy old men kind of thought of it, but you probably don't really see too much of that. You just sort of see the joy that comes out of the participating.
Our volunteers are incredible. And even during the pandemic, like when we did home delivery meals, they came anyway. They came anyway at their own risk. They came anyway. And well, what does that say?
Right.
I mean, we just have the most incredible people that support our organization, truly.
Right. Think of all the wisdom you have in those rooms when you have all those different people participating or that you visit and you make a part of it. If people want to get involved in the fundraiser, the sponsorship, how do they go about doing that?
You can either shoot me an email, LKSIAZEK at LCOOA.org. I'm sorry. Or you can call me directly at 440-326-4822.
You can always look up Lorain County Office on Aging as well and get all information on there. Again, the fundraiser coming up on Friday, August 18th, but it'll get there sooner than later. So if people are interested in getting the fundraisers or thinking of an idea for the basket raffles, as you talked about as well. Now is the time to do that sort of thing. Lauren, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And people can always sign up for that senior news, right? That's still out there. You can still put that together, right?
Yes, absolutely. For $15 a year, you get 11 issues. We mail it out 11 times a year. We partner with the Chronicle-Telegram to have it made and mailed. And it's full of great information, community events, you know, aging well tips, whatever you can think of. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the recipe corner.
Okay. You always need a good recipe to come to your doorstep for sure with the senior news. Again, thanks for stopping in this morning. We appreciate it.
Lorain
County
much.
Office on Aging, and Lauren Koshazik joining us this morning, Executive Director.